One part of the world where authorities appear to be winning the war against terrorists is Southeast Asia. The Al-Qaeda-linked group Jamaa Islamiya and its splinter groups carried out a number of high-profile attacks against Western targets after 9/11. Those attacks were in Bali, in Jakarta, and in the Philippines. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports Jamaa Islamiya and several splinter groups are now on the run.
Spirited late afternoon soccer games are normal on the beaches of Bali. What's different these days is the large number of foreign tourists navigating around the players as they stroll the beach. The Bali bombings in October 2002 killed over 200 people, more than in Madrid the following year or in London in 2005. The carnage in Bali convinced many tourists to stay away. Several more high-profile attacks kept them away. Now, says a waiter at a beachfront restaurant, things are finally getting better.
Yeah, more better than the last year. More better. Because we have customers from Taiwan, we have from Korea, from Japan, from Europe people too.
Gide Urip is 30 and was working here at the Neoman Cafe when it was bombed almost 2 years ago. He's grateful there haven't been any attacks like it since and grateful that tourist arrivals are now back to pre-2002 levels. Urip says the Indonesian police deserve credit for doing a better job of preventing such attacks, and he's not alone.
The quality and the professional capacity of the police in particular has risen dramatically.
Sydney Jones is Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group in Jakarta.
In terms of their intelligence and capacity and investigative capacity, no question, they're light years ahead of where they were in 2002.
Aided by U.S. and Australian expertise and equipment, police have arrested more than 400 alleged Jamaa Islamiya members and other extremists so far, including last month's arrest of one of the last senior JI members to have trained in Afghanistan. As a result, analysts say,
JI is a shadow of its former self.
Simmons College professor Zachary Abuza is the author of a book about terrorism in Southeast Asia.
As an organization, it doesn't even come close to where they were in 2002, 2003. Their top-down structure, their ability to put together major attacks, it's been eviscerated.
Analysts agree Jamaa Islamiya and several splinter groups are also suffering serious cash flow problems. Sydney Jones.
The funding dried up in part because the people who had the contacts with people in Pakistan and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others were people around Hambali, who was arrested in August 2003. And then we had the people who were providing the money also arrested, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So the funding sources dried up on both ends.
Since then, JI and some fringe groups have been able to raise money locally by knocking off jewelry stores and through local donations. But it's a far cry from having an Al-Qaeda-funded war chest. Though Jones says there are still several reasons to be worried.
One is whether Al-Qaeda ever pays attention again to Southeast Asia, because right now it's much more focused on Europe and North Africa and the Middle East. If there ever was renewed interest in terms of providing funding or logistics support, we could be in difficulty again because the people available for recruitment are still here.
Jones is also concerned about the resurgence of the Taliban on the Afghan-Pakistan border.
Because that's where Indonesians and other Southeast Asians have long-standing ties going back to the late 1980s. And again, if there were funding, which there isn't now, and if there were routes and facilities to get people from Southeast Asia to the Pakistan-Afghan border, then that could be trouble.
For now, as it gets harder for terrorist groups to operate in Indonesia, analysts worry some may choose to continue their struggle elsewhere in nearby southern Thailand, a Muslim-majority region in an overwhelmingly Buddhist nation, where Muslim separatists are waging an increasingly violent insurgency against Thai security forces. Zachary Abuza.
If you want to understand what makes these jihadis tick, the defense of Muslim lands, including lands that were once Muslim and taken over by Kafir, that's their battleground. And southern Thailand is fair game.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News.